You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 68.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years. And help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
I'm so glad you can join us. Today's topic is why social media isn't enough. Social media is great and should be part of your business marketing plan. However, it should not be the whole of your business marketing. Do I even need a website? Is a question that is often asked. You would not build a patio, a swimming pool and a gorgeous outdoor kitchen on a house that you were just renting. And that is exactly what some businesses are doing on social media. They build their entire shop front, marketing and sales system, and then house it on rented ground on a social media platform that they have little control over. Social media networks have pages and pages of rules and ever-changing algorithms which can affect what you post and even whether your audience see it at all. Social media is great to get brand awareness, to talk to your audience and drive traffic. Now you need somewhere to drive that traffic, not just to the social media roundabout from one platform to another. You need a website to house all your assets in one place and give your brand a central home. Social media is the bridge between you and the customer, not the destination. The destination could be your website, your online shop, or your physical bricks and mortar location. Did you know that there are 3.1 billion people on social media? But there's 4.7 billion people that are not on social media, according to statistics.com. That is a lot of folks that are not on social media. Wouldn't you like to be a part of that? There are 63,000 searches of every second of every day. That's 5.6 billion searches on Google every day. And there's 200 million active websites. So there's still a lot of space there. Wouldn't you like to get a bigger piece of that pie? Having a website for your business means that you can continue the conversation that you started with your customers on social media. You can add value. You can give them information and resources. Your website should be the home base, your link to all your assets that allows your customer easy access to everything that they need to know about your business. You can bring together all your social media platforms in one place, your one-stop shop. Embed your how-to videos from YouTube, your informational video tutorials, or other interesting stuff. Bring in your Facebook and your Instagram feeds, and much more, making it the real one-stop location for your business. Now, there's three reasons to have a website for your business. Customer expectation. Serious businesses have websites. Search. Give you a bigger piece of that search pie. And an evergreen container that holds all your information in one place. So what should your website look like? And we're not really talking about design here, we're talking about the backbone basics. Your website should represent your business in its best light. Your website should be your unpaid sales rep that speaks to your potential customer even before you've met them. Key components of every website should be easy navigation, up-to-date branding, and contact details. Now, minimalistic designs are all the rage and have been for a few years. But if your customers or your potential customers can't navigate around your website easily, they won't stay long. They'll hit the dreaded back button and be gone. Pay close attention to the grouping of similar concepts together. Keep each page to one main thing and then link the areas that are similar. For example, a beauty shop could have all their nail treatments together and then a link to facial treatments and a separate link to their makeup and another to massages. They wouldn't have all these different services running down a page forever and ever and ever. They would have no room for a short description about what the service is. Now, they could have a categorized menu that links to each of the treatment pages for a quick overview for customers to see easily what they have. When a customer is unsure what the service entails, they would be able to read more and get extra information that a quick menu wouldn't be able to provide. Google is not going to list a menu of services of all the different treatment types because there is not enough information to let Google know what it's all about. Clear navigation to content-rich pages is the key for Google to list your website. Your branding on your website needs to be up to date. You wouldn't allow the paint to be peeling off your bricks and mortar store or the signage on your car to be half falling off. But sometimes the branding on our website just becomes an afterthought. Drag and drop website builders are great and often produce good-looking websites. However, they don't always allow for custom branding of your business. If your website is a reflection of your offline business, then you have to make sure that there is not a disconnect. And building trust with your potential customers will be much harder if there is. No one wants to do business with that tiny little shady looking shop at the end of a dark alley. So make sure your website doesn't give your customers that impression of your business. Build it and they will come only works in the movies. And a website that was built some years ago and never updated will not instill confidence in your business. Your website needs to be modern and reflect the look and feel of your business with your current branding. We all know how frustrating it is when you land on a website and all you're looking for is a phone number and you just can't find a way to contact that business. Don't keep your business phone number a national secret. Make it easy for your customers to contact you. Separate your personal and business phone numbers and emails so that you can publicly list them on your website, so that your customers can contact you easily. Social media isn't enough for you to have a sustainable business that you can build year after year. Having social media as part of your marketing plan, not your only marketing plan, will allow you to continue to grow and weather the constant social media storms that occur as platforms change. Having a well-designed and well-maintained website that is up-to-date with solid search foundations will allow old and new customers to find your business and do business with you. Putting all your eggs in the social media basket without an evergreen website container to hold them can only end up causing your business to provide a very messy omelette at best or a soggy pile of eggshells at worst. A good website is an asset to your business and when done well can be a great investment, not an expense. A website is just as essential for your business as any other form of communication, like your phone or email, so you need to think of it in that light. So social media is great for your business, but you don't own it and it can change rapidly. So make sure that you have a good, strong, robust website that does reflect your business correctly. Hope you've enjoyed this. Next week, we'll be talking about customer service and how it needs to be more than just lip service. Hope you have a great week. Look forward to seeing you then. Bye. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.